There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Good Day program for Memorial Day. Welcome. Join us at 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug or to Molly, Kenny, Richie. I keep doing the abbreviations. It's Ken at DougStephan.com, Molly at DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com.
Do people have to put their duds on?
Well, it depends. You can do your mental duds.
Nice.
Mental duds.
Okay.
All right.
Or milk duds.
Yeah, that too. So what does Memorial Day mean to you? A lot of communities are celebrating the day and have been for years. The federal government it has their acknowledgement and the things they do. For example, my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, holding a Memorial Day program today on the steps of our town office building, which is called the Memorial Building. And there'll be the presentation of a Bronze Star, Prisoner of War, Liberty medals to three Framingham families. The local congresswoman will be doing that. There's an Army commendation. The first person, there's a lady who's the widow of a man that was captured and held prisoner by the Germans in 1944. See, that's so foreign to most of the people who are alive. And the people who habitate, this is a very diverse community. And the people who are living on that side of town, many of them aren't even American citizens. We have a lot of illegals in this town. Brazilians, Mexicans, Guatemalans, El Salvadorians. And to them, this day means nothing. Except, if you think about it, the people who have died in the wars that meant something have given these people the opportunity to be here illegally. Is that a strange connection for me to make? But it's true. These people, as angry as some people might get about realizing that the men and women who have died in service to our country have done so in order to let these people who come here illegally have a place to come. Otherwise, if there wasn't an America, they wouldn't be here. Right? Is my thinking strange? Or am I...
In general or on this topic?
No, on this topic.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah. It just seems to me that that may not be something a lot of people think about, but maybe a lot of you who are listening who are not legal citizens of our country might want to pay attention to some of the things that we're talking about here, because you too were protected by the actions of these people, especially when you think about the... Richie's got a tribute to a woman named Kimberly Hampton, who was the first woman pilot of a helicopter to lose her life in service to our country. Listen to this story.
A native of Easley, South Carolina, Kimberly Hampton was an honors graduate and champion tennis player at Presbyterian College. While in college, she joined the Army ROTC program, becoming only the second woman to serve as the school's ROTC battalion commander. After graduating, she attended flight training and served in South Korea and Afghanistan. She was made commander of Delta Troop, 1st Squadron, 17th Cavalry Regiment before her deployment to Iraq in 2000. Captain Hampton would be killed on January 2, 2004, when her helicopter was shot down near Fallujah, Iraq, the first female pilot to be killed by enemy fire in U.S. history. She would be posthumously awarded the Bronze Star, Air Medal, and Purple Heart for her valor and sacrifice.
So, the story of one of millions who have over the years given their life. We can argue about the Iraq War and the Afghanistani War, but the people who we asked to do volunteered, then we asked them to do things in the name of what we considered service, those people need to be acknowledged today. That's what this day is about. Not about barbecues, not about sales at the store, not about not going to work, but those sorts of things. We have the National Moment of Remembrance, Molly Page. What's that story?
Indeed. Well, this was added to honor America's fallen heroes, and it takes place at 3 p.m. today, 3 p.m. local time, so wherever you are at 3 p.m., 1 minute of silence, just to stop. Just to remember, so if you are out barbecuing, canoeing, doing whatever you're going to do today, they just ask that just for 1 minute, just stop, think about those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was established by Congress in 2000.
Established by Congress in 1971, Memorial Day celebrated on May 30th heretofore, but then when the unions exercised their influence and got all these Monday holidays, Memorial Day after 1971 was the last Monday in May, and thus we have our day today. Memorial Day originally honored military personnel who died in the Civil War. The bloodiest, to this day, more Americans died in the Civil War than died in any other war that we have ever gotten ourselves involved in. And I wonder if you know that. The crowd that attended the first Memorial Day ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery was about the same size as those who attend the observance today, about 5,000 people. In fact, I'm looking at all the numbers of men and women who died. The Civil War, 620,000 Americans. World War I, 116,000 Americans. World War II, 405,000 Americans. Korean War, 36,000. Vietnam, 58,000. Desert Storm, 148. Iraqi Freedom, 4,422. Operation Enduring Freedom, 2,318 men, women. This is the day that we are, I think, I know I am, but I think you are, acknowledging them. Hopefully, as Molly just suggested, just spend a minute, if nothing else, a moment, no matter what your age, acknowledging these people. Can we do that, at least? 888-302-3684. Kenny, what do you have for input? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day on Memorial Day.
Let's see. Pauline says, for all who were lost and all their loved ones left behind to carry on, God bless you.
How many of you are flying a flag today? How many of you have a flag in your house or outside your house? How many of you have one on your car? Just out of curiosity, just curious. How many of you, Richie, do you have a way to display a flag at your house?
I do.
Yeah. Do you have one, Kenny, at your house?
Yeah, we have one all the time.
Molly lives in an apartment, and I'm not guessing it would make any difference. Unless you had a flag in your apartment.
I do not. I have seen people who put flags up in their windows, though.
Yeah. One of the things that we all, the wry side of this is that most of the flags that you see waving are made in China.
No. Pakistan.
Oh, Pakistan.
Yeah. Remember, that was a big deal after 9/11, is that all the flags sold out all around the country. And I remember going to a flag store and waiting in line to buy one.
Yeah.
And one of the big stories that came out then is where all of these flags were made, and they were made in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah.
Well, they also found out that the outfits for the Olympic teams were not made here.
Right. And the military.
Yeah.
All right. This is also I remember this day as a child being called Decoration Day by a woman who was my second mother, who used to go, she would spend the whole day making, she was great at floral arrangements, and she would take the whole day and bring floral arrangements around to not only the people in her family, but people that she didn't know necessarily, but would connect with when visiting her family in the various various cemeteries around Massachusetts. She would also look for, on Memorial Day, places the acknowledgement, if you will, because most of the veterans, at least in my world, most of the funeral plots, cemetery plots, where veterans are buried are acknowledged with a flag or some plaque or something. So she would walk around in regular cemeteries, and she would put flower arrangements at the site of the where these people were buried.
The graves,
the
yeah.
graves, yeah.
Yeah, 1868.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, that was established,
yep.
Decoration Day.
Yep.
Go ahead, Richie.
I was listening to a story this morning about the World War II graves in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
The American cemetery for the soldiers who died there, and yeah. they didn't bring them back here, so they have grave sites over there.
Yeah.
And that a lot of people are visiting their fathers for the first time who had never been over there, so there's a flight going over with a lot of the kids.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize is that the Dutch there adopt a gravesite.
No, I didn't know that.
And they take care of it and put flowers on it every year.
Really?
And maintain it. And they were just talking about it, and I thought it was very interesting that even 70 years later, that families adopt the gravesite of a fallen American soldier from World War II.
Cool. Kenny, what else do you have comment-wise from our social media?
Amy says, may we never forget their service. 228,000 flags are placed on the headstones at Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah.
That should be what Memorial Day is.
Yeah, that's an amazing place, too. If you've never been to Arlington Cemetery, my God.
Just drove by it the other day.
Go by there and go in there and walk around and have some thoughts. 888-302-3684. Attention, construction companies, people that are running construction companies, you professionals, you need construction equipment. Excavators, wheel loaders, trucks, trailers, motor graders, compactors, military surplus trucks.
I love this commercial.
If you do, go to ironplanet.com. Ironplanet.com is the leader in online auctions for construction equipment, trucks, trailers, government surplus trucks. The reason that they come to me is because I've used them selling excavators, selling bulldozers, selling loaders. I have seen how well they work. They come to your property, inspect the equipment, and they will certify the condition. So when you bid, you know they're standing behind whatever it is that you're trying to buy.
Just in case you're thinking about buying a bulldozer, this is the way to do it.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, these auctions are great.
I have.
You know, I was just thinking the other day, what is it I don't have?
I wonder how many people know what a Caterpillar D9G bulldozer is.
You had me. I had Caterpillar and bulldozer, the G9 part. I don't know.
All right, this is a 9G. I'm going to give we'll give a special prize to the first person who calls us at 888-302-3684. The person who knows how good Iron Planet is will know what an old Caterpillar D9G bulldozer is. If you know what it is, 888-302-3684. Richie's going to look it up.
I want to drive one of these.
I'll wait and see what we get for response. Anyway, ironplanet.com, construction equipment. This is the place to go. They have their ironclad assurance program. This is the Iron Planet guarantee that what you see on the inspection report is what you're going to get when you buy the machine. Huge two-day auction this Thursday and Friday, the 28th and 29th. Over 2,200 items on sale featuring late model low-hour construction equipment trucks from Kelly Tractor, Ring Power, Mustang Cat, and more. Don't miss out on this huge May auction. Preview items are available at ironplanet.com. See the photos. Browse the inventory. Bid on the items. You can do it from your mobile device. Text the word LIFT to 511-511. Look what's there. Involve yourself in the event. Ironplanet.com. Registration there is free. Text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511 and see all the items in Iron Planet's giant May auction. Text the word LIFT to 511-511. Iron Planet's huge May auction.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No. No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithanI.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At the hour on Memorial Day, Doug Steffen with Molly Page, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Most of our conversation today about the day itself, but I got I do digress from time to time. I was digressing about Iron Planet and the fact they're having a big sale this weekend, and they've asked me to talk about it on the air because I've had experience. Auction. It's a big equipment auction that you can go online to ironplanet.com and find out more about. So I was talking about the stuff that I'd had for sale on Iron Planet, and one of the items was an old D9, a G and H bulldozer, and apparently my friend Jerry has had one of those. Hi, Jerry, where are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm in Brooksville, Florida.
Brooksville, Florida. So you have or you had a 9?
Yeah.
You had one.
The two-cylinder with a gas pony engine.
The pony engine, yeah. That's the.
It had a 12-foot root rake for a blade.
Yep. I have one.
And it was a cable-operated, and I had to overhaul it, as a matter of fact, one cylinder at a time.
Well, you know, the one I have, and I still haven't sold it, but it looks like I'll have a deal to sell it this week. The one I have is not cable-operated, it's hydraulic, but does have the pony motor that you use. And so conceptually, explain to folks how the pony motor works. I think I'd rather hear the story from you than me explain it. What does it mean to have a pony motor on something like that?
Well, the diesel just don't start on its own. It don't fire up. So you have to start it and get it running with a pony motor. It's another gas, I believe it was a two-cylinder pony motor.
Yeah, some of them are all these old Continental engines.
And it had it was gas, and you started that up, and that ran. And then you had a lever down underneath, and you all of a sudden, then you'd slip that lever.
Yep.
And it would connect with the pistons on the diesel engine, and it would rev them up, and next thing you know, the diesel engine's running, and then you shut the gas motor off, and now you're in business.
Yeah. It's an amazing... this machine is so big. It has a 14... Mine has a 14-foot blade. You could run it through literally anything. It would fix anything, take anything down. And the root rake that he was talking about goes into the ground. So if you're trying to stump something or get something out of the ground, big boulders and that sort of thing, this machine is indestructible. The one I have is about 40 years old, and that's why it still has a pulling motor. Yeah, there's some 50 years old that are around, but the older ones with the pony motors, then the later, I think the D9H, you can start in the normal way.
Ding, 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 buzz. All right.
Now, all those are talking down to an end here. First time I ran across one was years ago when a friend of mine, a young construction guy, he had one, and he bought it and used it just to build a golf course.
Oh, yeah.
New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And
now, that's a great use for a bulldozer, building a golf course in your own backyard.
Yeah,
and that's something.
Yeah,
I would be all over that.
All right. So, Jerry, we're going to send you something swell, probably a CD or something, but I thought it would be fun, even though Richie's impatient with the information.
Well, I'll give you a minute or so, but when you start going 5 minutes on bulldozer talk, it's time to cut the tail.
But the bulldozer talk is fun. It's fun stuff. All right. So anyway, that's the story of the D9G. A lot of people don't realize what it's taken to build America. We're talking about men and women.
You ride through, what's the name of the town in Pennsylvania where Caterpillar is? And you ride past that Caterpillar factory, and you're like, wow, this is impressive. Yeah. And then right down the road, Harley-Davidson factory.
It's York, Pennsylvania.
York, Pennsylvania. And then York Barbells.
Yeah.
Right down the road from that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? That's the other thing. As we sit and talk about it, we stand up and talk, however you're listening to us, talking about what's going on Memorial Day. Think about all of the great American companies and great American institutions and great American traditions that have been protected by the men and women who have died in service to this country. I think that's a worthwhile way for us to spend some of our time as well. Look at the huge, again, we're using Caterpillar as an example. They're from Peoria, Illinois as well. As a great American company that wouldn't have existed if we didn't have this country, which wouldn't exist if it weren't for the men and women who gave their lives to protect it 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What to expect from your pet when you're expecting. Before the baby arrives, it's important to socialize the pet to children. I recommend tape recording or downloading the sounds of kids playing to get your dog or cat used to the sounds. Familiarize your pet with typical baby sounds. As I said, many are available to download from the internet. But also things like rattles and baby powder and diapers should be around the house, again, to desensitize your dog or cat to what's going to take place. Correct any problem behavior before the baby arrives. Good obedience training is really important. A complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail clipping, and arrangements for pet care during the hectic time, it's important that the way your dog or cat normally lives is maintained. And stock up on toys and playthings. Everyone's going to want to come and see the new baby. They're going to try to bypass the dog, make them stop, give the dog or the cat a treat or a toy. This way, there's a positive association with the arrival of his new brother or sister. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Day 2015 on the air. Doug Steffen crew, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen,
with a tribute to those who deserve it, and you can decide in your own way. The weekend has been Memorial Day weekend, start of the summer, conjuring up many images of backyard parties, beaches, beer. But I prefer to focus on Memorial Day. It's not just a three-day weekend that starts summertime. It's been an official national holiday for about 40 years. I think I said 1971, remembering those who served in the armed forces. The history here is very important. Civil War and Decoration Day, and I've tried to put all of these things together to get away from the cars and fun places, whether you're going to your beach home or your mountain home. This is not about a festivity, frankly. This is not a festive affair. This is about, the 4th of July is a different sort of day. We'll do that in, 5 weeks? Believe it or not, we'll be in July 4th in 5 weeks. But today, we have time for those who made the ultimate sacrifice in military service. And so as a remembrance of that, we have some, because Richie's operation there in Washington has, as a partner organization, a number of dedicated people who are aimed at providing a memory, a tribute to, holding in their stead,
telling the stories,
of veterans. And here's the story of Michael Murphy.
Upon graduating from Penn State, Michael P. Murphy passed up a law career to serve his country as an elite Navy SEAL. On June 28, 2005, Lieutenant Murphy was leading a mission to capture an enemy commander in Afghanistan when he and three other SEALs came under attack from a large, hostile, and well-trained force. In an effort to save his comrades, Lieutenant Murphy exposed himself to enemy fire in order to create a clear channel to call in support. He would be mortally wounded, along with fellow SEALs Matthew Axelson and Danny Dietz. For his valor, Lieutenant Murphy would be posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor, the first awarded during the war in Afghanistan. Then, in October 2012, the destroyer USS Michael Murphy was commissioned in his honor.
This is a story. My great uncle, for whom I am named Dudley Walker Morton, was the commander of the USS Wahoo, a submarine in the Pacific Fleet, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the Second World War than any other submarine. The movie Destination Tokyo is about his exploits getting into Tokyo Harbor, sinking a bunch of ships and getting out. This guy was an amazing character. The Wake of the Wahoo is a great book about his experiences. Every time I mention it, there is a call from somebody somewhere, Hawaii or on the mainland, remembering what that story was about. But I dare say every year there are fewer and fewer who actually get it, get this, what it's all about. So I pay tribute to him because he did something that a lot of people recognized. He was the sort of fellow, he had a great education, sort of an Ivy League guy, who went into the service and decided that was his calling. And he was, I think, a 32-year-old captain, but he died in the summer of 1943 off one of the islands in Japan. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I was invited to go to a service at Pearl Harbor in his honor. My cousin Dougie, this is always an interesting story. My cousin Dougie, who is Dudley's son, has a son named Dudley. And I was named also for his father. So whenever we've been to weddings or family events and stuff, somebody will say Doug, and he and I will turn around. And somebody says Dudley, and his son and I will turn around. His father, by all accounts, was an amazing fellow in a lot of different ways. But he instilled the loyalty. The men loved him. And he was one of those real gung-ho guys. When the first time they went out and had dud torpedoes and came back, and he just laid everybody out because they were, during World War II, but when we were making a lot of armaments, a lot of the stuff wasn't any good because we made so quickly and there was nobody really checking. So he had a whole boatload of dud torpedoes. He had 24 torpedoes in his ship. Not one of them worked. He'd fire them at the ships. They'd bounce off the hull because the timers or whatever it was that activated the explosion in the torpedo, it didn't work. And so he almost, when he went out that time, he almost got killed. And then the next time he went out, they were getting close to some of the northern Japanese islands, and a Japanese ship sunk him with depth charges. And the sub laid in like shallow water. The Russians knew where it was because it was on the Russian side, and nobody told anybody anything until the 1980s. The ship was never brought out. Everybody knows where it is. And they decided to leave it there. And at the memorial, Richie, 4 or 5 years ago at Pearl, the fellow who was the commander of the Japanese ship that sunk the Wahoo was in attendance.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
To see those stories.
Oh, yeah. Amazing stuff. Okay, so other than that, what do we have? Weather, deadly storms across the plains, the Midwest. A lot of Texans have been forced from their home. Molly, what's the scoop?
Yeah, about 2,000 people now out of their homes. Texas, Oklahoma, Plains, Midwest states, tornadoes, major flooding in these areas. So far, 3 deaths are blamed on the storms that took place Saturday and Sunday, and they're not out of the woods yet. They're expecting more bad weather today. The Blanco River in Texas rose 26 feet in 1 hour. Isn't that amazing?
26 wow. feet in an hour.
So people couldn't get out. I mean, it just happened so fast. That's how hard this this rain was coming down. It in San Marcos, five police cars were washed away.
Good heavens.
It flooded the firehouse. There's a curfew in place. Not that anybody can go anywhere. I don't know why there's a curfew in place, but I mean, they're in life rafts right now.
To be determined.
Yeah. Really, really bad. And the Blanco pretty much runs between San Antonio and Austin, and that area has become more populated in the last few years. So, yeah, it's kind of a bad situation. They're using pontoon boats and helicopters to get people out. The pictures are just astonishing. But, yeah, 2,000 people, that's a big number, yeah. And it could get worse.
Yeah. The bottom dropping, it's the I love word pictures. Think about it in terms of you looking at a cloud and the bottom dropping out of it. That's what happened over North Texas and Oklahoma
yeah.
over the weekend. Three people dead, all these homes washed away. There's less rage in the weather today, but there still is going to be some wild weather. Imagine a river going up 26 feet in an hour. The ground has to be totally saturated there.
It yeah.
Make any more
yeah,
rain.
that's what they're really worried about yeah. today.
Yeah.
So the Blanco River crested above 40 feet, more mm-hmm. than triple its flood stage, which is yeah. 13 feet.
Record highs, new record highs for that. So with that in mind, we go back to focusing on Memorial Day. The one thing, we have a black eye, our country, the way we have treated veterans, and the veterans' hospitals, the veterans' programs are a disgrace, they're a joke, no matter whether, and because the people who are running things now don't really take it seriously, and because they're too big. I mean, there are all kinds of reasons, I suppose, for it not being done. But I have one example that will make your blood boil. This is a project called the biggest construction failure in the history of the Department of Veterans Affairs. $1 billion over budget. $1 billion. A new veterans hospital that is $1 billion over budget. More than a year behind schedule. Now, on one of the things that we didn't read much about last week was the various votes in the Senate and the House. One of them had a tag on it to get another $100 million to continue the construction of this new Veterans Medical Center near Denver. Supposed to serve 400,000 military service members and their families. So I thought, as it is Memorial Day, we ought to know what's going on here. The Congress approved a $100 million cash infusion last week before leaving. The president signed it on Saturday, the bill, to send $100 million more to this Denver VA hospital. There are problems that are similar to this. New hospitals being built in Florida, Louisiana, Nevada. So how is it that the Veterans Affairs Department is so badly run? There's a new VA secretary. We've all heard him going around, Robert McDonald, talking about how he, quote, looks forward to working with Congress in the coming weeks to determine a plan to finish these hospitals. Really? A plan to finish the hospitals? How about we do what the contract suggested? And don't these government jobs, I know in my community when we let out jobs, there are bonds that go with it. And if you can't finish the job, then they go to the bonding company, which is an insurance company, and they have to pay to finish the project. How is it these things don't have those bondings? The cost to taxpayers for this project initially was going to be $328 million. It's now $1.73 billion with one more year of construction. This thing's been, they've been building, they planned and started building this almost 4 years ago. Congress imposed an $880 million spending cap on the program, but because the VA secretary and others who have strong ties to the veterans community lobbied lawmakers, the cap was released. So this guy McDonald was hailed as a fiscal hawk and seasoned manager, former CEO of Procter & Gamble, who would restore efficiency to the nation's largest federal agency. Did you know that? Veterans Affairs is the largest federal agency. But in Denver, that apparently isn't so. It's embarrassing, isn't it? I mean, never mind, we got to pay all this money.
How is it that they can't build a hospital, a veterans hospital, and do it with the original price tag attached to it? So I thought that that was an important thing for us to acknowledge or know about this Veterans Day. Yes, no, anybody agree,
Here's
disagree?
An idea. Why don't we have veterans build a hospital? Ooh, pay them to do it, and I'll bet it'll be done right.
Yeah. 888-302-3684 is looking at some of the comments about this. But the only thing the government does on time is shut the doors of their offices as scheduled.
We just had somebody call in and just wanted to remind you of all the good things that the VA hospital can do. It's not all bad, so he wanted to pass
I didn't
it on
suggest
to
that it was all bad, but I'm disgusted by it. Why is it that people think that because I follow this, this is a story that is important because you and I as taxpayers are paying the bill. So whether somebody wants me to remember that there are a lot of good things that are there, yeah. Why can't they all be good? Would be my question. The men and women who have given their lives or who have had their lives affected by this deserve nothing but the best. And they don't get it. And the people running the country don't get it. So, yeah, there are good hospitals and good plans. But this, there's no excuse for this anywhere. I don't find it acceptable. Do you? Richie, you think this is acceptable?
No, I mean, hey, listen, with any large organization, pretty much any government entity, you are going to find this type of bureaucratic bungling going on, and we have to pay attention to it. So while there may be many, many good things, and in the main they may do great jobs and great things, you have to pay attention to this kind of stuff so that it doesn't keep happening and you can fix it.
Mm. Well, there you go. On both sides. But let's all kind of get on the same mind, in the same mindset, the same page when it comes to these hospitals and taking care of the men in the service and demand that members of Congress who we are electing do the right thing by these people. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's too much. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get refinished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
To celebrate their newest Wii U game, Splatoon, Nintendo hosted an event called Splatoon Mess Fest at the Santa Monica Pier.
We're bringing Splatoon for the Wii U to life in an amazingly fun way. We're going to have teams of four pairing off against each other, going through this obstacle course.
Actor James Marsden was on hand with his daughter. He was one of several well-known celebrities who ran through a giant game-themed obstacle course inspired by Splatoon, where they were splattered with colorful ink.
It's nice to have games that are good family-friendly games. It's an action shooter, but it's a kid-friendly one.
In addition to running the course, celebrities and event participants had a chance to play Splatoon at one of the many gaming stations at the event. Willow Shields from Hunger Games tried her hand at the game.
I'm here to have fun and be in the obstacle course. I see bright colors that will probably be in my hair tonight, so it'll be really fun, yeah. You know, Nintendo's always made really fun, family-friendly games, so I love it, yeah.
For more information, go to splatoon.nintendo.com.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, 50, wherever we are, I don't know, 49 past the hour. Jennifer's not here today, so it's my job to give you a couple of television stories. Marg Hellenberger, remember her from CSI?
Sure.
She and William Peterson are going to have one last chance to say goodbye.
CBS made it official, announcing that this series is coming to an end. It was on 15 seasons, and there's a two-hour send-off this fall. The one reason that I watched the show was Peterson and Marg Hellenberger. I thought the rest of the characters were okay. But Hellenberger, who's been gone for a couple of seasons, and Peterson went before that, are coming back to, this is a no-brainer for them at CBS, to reprise her role as Catherine Willows. So
that's on CSI.
What'd I say?
By the way, you didn't mention the show.
Oh, I didn't? Oh.
No.
I didn't say CSI Farewell? What's the matter with me? Heavenly days, McGee. Where's Jennifer when we need her? And then Cheryl Ladd is going to join American Crime Story, The People versus O.J. Simpson. That ought to be interesting. She was one of the Charlie's Angels, remember? She's going to play the wife of Robert Shapiro.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with ExpandoVite.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I am always pleased to spend time with Ken, whether it be here on this program, our Saturday program review of questions for Dr. Ken about your medical health and well-being. You can call us. We're live from 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. The program is heard all around the country, all around the weekend, but the live time for the program is 7 to 9, and you can dial 888-55-DR-KEN to get your questions in at that time if you'd like to. Ken and I have been great friends for years. It was like we haven't, and I haven't seen you physically for a couple of years. And so, but it's like you don't miss a beat. You walk in, all the people in the office have this ongoing conversation. You and I have an ongoing conversation. It's like, okay, time for next. And so we spent what amounted to, I'm sorry that I took time away from other people who were there, but I did learn some things about stress and what what stress does to things. Now, this isn't bad. There were like the top 10 things that were examined in my heart, and the top one, number one and number 10, were a result of, they were only negatives, and they were a result of stress, right?
Absolutely.
Dealing with Rich and all these other people I have to deal with every day.
I don't know how you do it.
Stress. I know it. So you want to, I don't mind, you always use me as a guinea pig telling the story, because it isn't, it's not so much private, it's a personal story, but there are things that come out of it. I had a CAT scan, hadn't had one of those since the first time I was in your office, and the overwhelming feeling is when you get that flush, you stick that stuff in your veins, whatever it is, what is it, iodine or something? What do you stick in
it? It's an iodinated contrast, iodine-based contrast, so we can see the arteries, the pipes that lead away from the heart, and we did a pretty thorough step-by-step evaluation of you yesterday. We looked at the blood flow to your brain, we looked at the blood flow to your heart, to your abdominal aorta, the big pipe where the blood exits the heart. We had you on the treadmill, did a stress test, and
I did pretty well on that stress test, didn't I, for an old bugger?
You did pretty well.
it's the old business about age is baloney. I think that my body, and you confirm this, is not where it would be with other people. I'm sure you see a lot of people that are my age, younger, that you really worry about. And you didn't even have to put me on something that you thought you were going to have to put me on.
Well, fortunately, you don't have any plaque in your big vessels. You have microvascular, coronary microvascular disease, these tiny little microscopic vessels that come off the big vessels that go into the thickness of the heart. This is a very common problem. It's the earliest form of coronary disease, but your big vessels are as clean as can be. We're going to work hard by watching your diet, your exercise, your keeping the stress down, the alcohol level down, and sleeping plenty, and knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and your weight. And your weight looks great. You've lost quite a bit of weight.
Ken, for people who
and
are
by the way,
there,
Ken has lost a good deal of weight, too, since the last time I saw him. Go ahead, Richie.
By effort.
For people who are out there wondering whether they should do one of these
diets?
No, virtual physical. When would you recommend, or do you recommend, people getting virtual physicals? If they're in pretty good shape, or what? I mean, do you recommend them going through the tube and having all of the scans done?
Well, I think the virtual is a good way to get a second opinion, but I'm an old-fashioned guy. There's nothing like going eyeball to eyeball with a physician, and the physician who gets to know you over a number of years. You know, now that I've seen Doug a number of times, I can get such a better evaluation than the first time I saw him. And this lifelong relationship with a physician is so important. It can't be measured.
Yeah, right. Then they know what they're looking at, remember their notes, that sort of thing. And
there
very
are little subtle changes that give doctors tips that there's something just not right. And you don't get that unless you form a relationship with a physician.
But interestingly enough, some of the things that were concerned a couple of years ago are not now. That's what I sort of, you know,
well,
what I like.
You're a very good patient. You respond. You course correct. And I'm a big believer in lifestyle. Diet, exercise, alcohol, stress, sleep. These are so important. And you are very adherent to these things. And you've had issues in the past, and you've adjusted, and you have a very good lifestyle right now.
Well, that's the important thing, isn't it? Hey, by the way, we got 15 seconds. Vitamin D, the story about public health messages for sunscreen. Will you put an end to the conversation we just had here about what the right thing is to do?
Use sunscreen and take vitamin D. Get your level measured. And you can go up to 2,000 units a day without getting in trouble, but get that level measured in your blood.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results.
Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.